AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is going to investigate the police department in Baltimore. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says after the death of Freddie Gray, the relationship between police and the people of Baltimore rapidly deteriorated.
It was clear to a number of people looking at this situation that the community's rather frayed trust, to use an understatement, was even worse and has in effect been severed.
Today in New York.
May our hope of resurrection for your departed servant Brian also find new strength.
Thousands of police officers are at the funeral for New York officer Brian Moore. He died Monday, 2 days after he was shot in an unmarked car in Queens. The economy appears to be warming up after a rough winter. 223,000 jobs were added last month.
While the numbers are solid, the report included some signs of sluggishness. Here's reaction from Diane Swank, who's the chief economist at Mesirow Financial.
Rebound in employment is welcome news, but it's sort of two steps forward, one step back. We did see downward revisions to the month of March, which means we really did end the first quarter on a weak note.
Which means employers are still hesitant to hire.
We still don't look like we've really reached that magical tipping point where workers are scarce and employers are scrambling to try to find anyone.
Some good news? Construction firms added jobs at a healthy pace. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Stocks have reacted. The Dow is up 274 points. Four people were killed in Atlanta when a small passenger plane crashed on a local interstate not long after the plane took off from an airport. Today is the 70th anniversary of VE Day, the Allied victory in Europe during World War II. Stanley Calkins was in the Air Force at the time. He didn't take victory for granted.
We came within a few weeks of being speaking German here.
More than a dozen vintage aircraft will be flying over Washington, D.C. today. This is AP Radio News. It's the day after Election Day in Britain.
I've just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, and I will now form a majority Conservative government.
Prime Minister David Cameron's party won a majority of seats in Parliament.
We must ensure that we bring our country together. As I said in the small hours of this morning, we will govern as a party of one nation. One United Kingdom.
The margin of victory over the Labour Party was unexpected. A tighter race was expected, with the possibility it could take days or weeks of negotiations to form a new government in Britain. Divers in Madagascar found a silver bar weighing more than 100 pounds. It's believed to be part of the treasure of the pirate Captain Kidd. The team was led by American Barry Clifford, who has been looking for pirate treasure for decades. They believe the bar was made at the end of the 17th century in Bolivia. And there may be more of them deep underwater off Madagascar. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.